bringing Minnesota powwows to you. This is Powwow Trail. I am your host, Terry Goodsky, and in this episode, we head north to Minomin, Minnesota, for the second annual Shooting Star Contest Powwow, held January 27th, 28th, 29th, 2017. Your MCs are Terry Fiddler, Murphy Thomas, your arena director, Daryl Goodwin, head singing judge, Tom Benjamin, spiritual advisor, Larry Amick Smallwood. Part 2 of 2.
Thank you.
Hey, Buju here. I'm sitting here at the second annual Shooting Star Casino in Manoman, Minnesota. Today is Sunday, January 29th, 2017. I'm standing here with Jermaine Bell. Jermaine, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello, my name is Jermaine Bell. I'm a Northern Arapaho. I'm from Wyoming. I currently live in Nevada with my wife right now. You all know how that goes, you know, better housing, yes. But yeah, I've been singing for about 20 something years. I started singing when I was in high school and got hooked on it. Been doing it ever since. But I'm here with the boys this weekend, singing with the boys. But I have my own drum group called White Bull, and yeah, we're just kind of starting off small, you know.
So kind of tell me, where's your travels taking you, and what made you decide to start singing?
Well, travels, they've taken me a lot of places. I've been all over Canada and the United States. One of my big accomplishments, I went and sang for the president, President Obama, that is. But yeah, that was pretty cool. I sang, went from coast to coast and in a matter of weeks, and sang at both coasts, and that was pretty cool. I got on a plane for the first time from singing, and if it wasn't for singing, you know, I wouldn't have my family today. I wouldn't know any of my friends and some of my brothers that I've met along the Powwow Trail. I'm kind of thankful for all that, and I'm real thankful that I picked up singing, because without all that, then I wouldn't be where I am today.
Cool. Hey, so tell me, as a lead singer, or what are your roles as a singer?
Well, this weekend is they with the boys. They wanted me to come out and I guess they like the way I lead. but as a head singer with my own drum group, you know, responsibilities. You gotta get up early. You gotta check on 10 other guys and get them all up. And you're basically a father figure to all your other singers. Even though it's maybe a couple of singers might be older than you, you know, you still got to take care of everybody. And that's kind of your responsibility as a singer. But, you know, there's always the traditional stuff that you fall back on. And you always have to respect that drum. That's what it's all about, is singing. And when you bring your drums to these powwows, you're here to make them dance. You're here to have people come around and record you. And if they're dancing and they're coming over to record, then you must be doing something right, because they enjoy your music.
This is going to be broadcast worldwide. I know you have a lot of friends and a lot of family out there. Is there anybody you want to give a shout-out to?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to my daughter. She's in Fort Belknap, Olowanwe. We call her Loey. And I'd like to give a shout-out to everybody in Wyoming and Wind River Reservation, all my White Bull brothers, and the rest of the Arapaho people. I'm out here representing the best I can, doing it in a positive way, and I'm representing our people in a really good way. You know, I hope everybody's proud of me. So,
all right, hey, cool. Thank you, Jermaine. It's always good to see you out there singing. You know, even though we live far away, you know, it's always nice to see you over here in Minnesota, and it's an inspiration to watch you sing. And you know, even though I'm older than you, it's cool that it's really cool when I watch you sing, and you inspire me to, you know, keep going.
Right on. Thank you very much, and you all have a good day.
All right, let's get back to the powwow. I'm out of here. Yeah.
crossing. I'm sitting here at the second annual Shooting Star Casino Powwow Contest Powwow. It is January 29th, 2017. I'm sitting here with Chase. He's a vendor for Hustle Tribe or Tribe Hustle. All right. Well, it's kind of late in the day. I'm getting a little bit tired. But Chase, hey, man, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a hip-hop artist. If you don't know me out there, definitely check me out. My name's Chase Manhattan. Recently, I started making clothing, so now I got my own clothing line, which is called Hustle Tribe. You can go to hustletribe.co, check that out. I'm definitely all over Facebook, so, I mean, you can check me out at Hustle Tribe also. I mean, definitely check out my designs. I do a lot of different stuff with designs. What I'm mainly known for is, like, flipping the sports teams. So, like, I started out doing the Vikings. I gave the Vikings, like, a dope headdress. And, I mean, it's just a lot of fans, like, relate with it. You know what I mean? So that was one joint that I kicked off. Another way, other stuff I do, man, I make music. You know what I mean? So anybody that listens to rap music, hip-hop, definitely check me out. My latest CD was Warrior DNA. It got nominated by the Native American Music Awards. So appreciate them for the nomination. Also, the Indian Summer Music Awards in Milwaukee. So I've done a few things, you know, this year as far as that goes. And I got new music on the way. So check me out. I'm going to be all over the country this year. You know what I mean? I'm definitely planning on heading all around the country. I'm going back to the Gathering of Nation to do shows. And I'll be at Denver March Powwow set up. So I'll be all over the place, man. I'll be back in Minnesota, too, soon, you know what I mean, for the summer powwows.
All right, so what led your choice to become a vendor and, you know, just kick back and relax and, you know, sell items?
Well, I'm like a hustler at heart, you know what I'm saying? I definitely go around and I've been hustling since I was younger. You know what I mean? And I got into selling CDs. I started selling my CDs and making my own music. I've always been an artist. So ever since I've made art, I've always, like, sold it. So then when I got older, I decided to do music. When I started doing the music, I started going to powwows and selling at the powwows, except I just do hand-to-hand hustling to the people at the powwow. So that's how I initially started. Then after I started going around and doing that, I started making t-shirts with songs that I made. I made a couple t-shirts, one called "You My Favorite Hater." I mean, that's a nice, that's a good song to check out on YouTube. And I made an awesome shirt, and I sold a lot of them. So that kind of inspired me, you know what I mean, to make more shirts. So after that, I just started getting in. I made, like I said, the Chief Head. If you want to check out my stuff, hustletribe.co. You can go look at the clothes, or Hustle Tribe on Facebook. You can just go check out what we do, or check out my personal page, Chase Manhattan. I'm on Instagram for everybody that's on Instagram, at Mr. Hustle Tribe. So go check out my stuff there. You can hashtag Hustle Tribe, and you can hashtag follow my tribe, and go see people wearing it and all that good stuff. You know what I mean? So.
Hey, this is going to be broadcast worldwide here. It's part of Niji Power Trails. You know, I interview a lot of people. I interview, like, vendors and singers and dancers and head staff. And this is the part where, you know, is there anybody you want to give a shout-out to out there? You know, friends, family? I see you going through your phone already, so it might be pretty long. So, but anybody you want to give a shout-out to out there?
Nah, mainly if anybody's out there on Facebook, we do run a page called Sickest Natives. So SIKKEST, and it has, like, I don't know, right now it's at about like 270,000 likes on it. So all the content we put on there gets shared worldwide and, like, all over the place. And I mean, it's definitely centralized with Native American people. So just check out Sickest Natives. It's SIKKEST, Natives with a Z. Go check out that website. I go live on there from powwows. You can check me out on there too.
All right, Chase, I'd like to thank you for your time. Keep hustling, brother, you know, making that money. You know, we all have the struggle, you know, and I see people out there and they're, you know, especially my native people, you know, doing what they do best, you know, not just hustling, but, you know, keeping it real, very, very pride, you know, in pride and doing what they do in a nice way. Anything else you want to say?
Just thank everybody out there for the support. If any of you guys know me personally or see me around the powwow trail, say what's up, man. Holla at me. Might even throw you live on Sickest Natives. Never know.
All right, cool. Let's go check back out to Powell.
Smoky Town. Oh,
Niji Power Trail has been brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota. Find more shows archived online at www.nijiradio.org. Miigwech, bizindawiyig.